Hello, I'm Julie Stanford, and this is the third in my series of 20 Essential Business Startup Tips. We're going to be thinking now about what makes a business successful. It's a trick question. There's no single answer or way to measure success. Success means different things to different people. But it's a serious question, because if you don't ask yourself, where do I want my business to go, then how will you know when you've got there? It's vital that you have a vision for your new business before you start. So, what are the things that would make you class your business as successful? There could be a variety of answers. For example, I'll have made enough money to buy a house. I'll have made enough money to take fantastic holidays every year or to buy a convertible car. I'll sell my business for £1 million by the time I'm 40. I'll spend the rest of my life in the country, working for a charity, writing my book. Or I simply want to live comfortably for the foreseeable future, but I always want to be my own boss. In many ways, it doesn't actually matter what your definition of success is. What matters is that you have thought about what you want and defined what success means to you. Then you can plan for that success and work towards it. And when you get there, you'll know you've arrived. So why would I suggest that you do this? Because it can be so easy to get pulled off track in business. And by having a clear idea of what you want to get from all your hard work, you're more likely to keep working towards what success means for you. One of the things I advise people to do also is to start with the end in mind. Knowing what you want from your business is a great place to start, because it sets a clear goal to work towards. You can then begin working out how you're going to achieve the goal. If you know what you want to do, it's very tempting to print some business cards or leaflets and get started straight away, but please don't even think about it. Unless every single thing you do takes you a step closer to the goal that you've set yourself, then you could be putting a lot of time, energy and money into activities that are taking you in completely the wrong direction. They always say, don't they, that when you're climbing the ladder, make sure it's leaning against the right wall. You don't want to get to the top of the ladder and look across and realise you're up against the wrong wall. A well-thought-out business plan is one of the cornerstones of a successful business, and it will help you to think through your ideas, goals and actions before you rush in. Planning what you'll do and how you'll do it makes you feel as if you're putting the brakes on, but it could save you money and heartache later. Rushing into business without researching your market or planning your finances could be the quickest way to kiss your dreams goodbye. We've also talked about the values, and we know that they're important. Especially when you're making your business plan, it's important to think about the values that you will live and trade by. For example, will you keep your promises in a sector where many people don't? Will you make sure that your products are never produced by child labour? Will you always honour your guarantees? Knowing what your business stands for can give you a competitive edge in the market. It makes your business distinctive and different, and therefore you're more likely to achieve your goal. How to research and plan your new business is all covered in our Start Your Business Step-by-Step workbook, which is available from our website at www.essential-business.co.uk. But by listening to these tips, you'll be well on the way to having a clearer idea of how to set up and run your business. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Stanford, Managing Director of Essential Business, and good luck with your business startup.